Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic, everyone. Today is an episode similar to the Star Wars Day episode, if you remember that. Except, today is all about Marvel. Well, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're both Marvel people and love the films. We may have different favorites, as anyone does, but we do share many opinions on the movies, we think. Spoilers will abound this episode, beware. But with that, let's jump right in and start.
Who is your favorite Marvel hero and why?
I like Thor, because...
I thought you would have said Doctor Strange.
I like Thor, only, one of the reasons that he became one of my favorites is the... Look, people, we said spoilers will abound.
This is going to be a very long episode, so beware with us.
We have already said spoilers. I will put in the caption, spoilers in big,
bold letters.
But the plot line where he... gains all that weight in Endgame.
Oh my god, that was hysterical.
And it,
and he felt like he was unworthy.
Yeah, and
yeah.
He,
I remember that
he
episode.
Still
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah. That was when his mom, right?
Yeah, and his mom's all like, "You're from the future," and he's like, "No, I'm not." And then she's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "I thought they actually treated that a little bit too comedically because
I loved it
because it's such a serious like your mental health." When you've lost that
much,
your mental health can take a tumble, and then, like, that kind of stuff happens. But I like that there was a little bit of comedy. There might have been too much for me, but just seeing that storyline where you're still worthy, you're still able to do stuff, and you can come back from it, because then if you've seen, what's the next one? Is it Thor Love and Thunder that comes after?
I thought it was Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok's already happened because Loki's dead in Endgame.
Oh, that's right. See, I think I know your villain.
I'm calling him an anti-hero at this point.
No, he's still a villain to me.
But, Love and Thunder, he gets back in shape. You see a little montage of him getting back in shape and, like, coming out of the depression.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie yet.
It also has his real-life daughter in it, and it's really cute. And Christian Bale's in it. And Christian Bale is like...
Didn't he play Batman?
Yeah.
Yep, nope.
And he played
a
couple other things.
No, thank you.
But he's the bad guy in it, and he's, like, acting
you
his...
Totally spoiled. You totally
no,
spoiled.
No, all you need to see is the trailer to know that he's the bad guy for it. But he's, like, acting his... lungs out, and everyone else is like, I'm having a fun time. And I'm
was
like, oh my gosh.
Because of his villain?
Yeah.
Ah.
But it, like, I know that was a, this is such a tangent already. But I know that's like a controversial movie, but.
Which one?
Love and Thunder.
Oh. Natalie Portman is back in that.
Yeah. But, like, I just love Thor's arc and, like, the sibling bond between him and Loki, and just, I love Thor. Okay. How about you?
You know who my favorite is.
I do.
You want to say it?
Is it Captain America?
Oh, yeah.
As played by Chris Evans.
Yes, Chris Evans is my man. I just love... I don't even know who got me into Marvel. I don't think it was you. You got... Was it you?
It might have been.
I think it was a mix of you and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my old friends, he tried to get me in to go to the dark side of Batman. And I'm not a Batman fan at all. I was a super... All right. I'm a Superman girl, even though that's not MCU, that's DC.
Yeah.
That'll be another episode.
Yeah. Later down the line.
That'll be a very short episode because all I know is Superman. I don't know anybody else in DC.
Hey, Aquaman.
Aquaman! I like Aquaman. Okay, anyway. So, Chris Evans is my favorite superhero. Marvel superhero. So.
Okay.
He just, the way he, I understand they did testing on him. Did you see the reel I sent you through Instagram with between him and Bucky?
Yep.
I just gave away. Okay. Bucky Barnes.
I saw Thunderbolts the other day, which is a spoiler for one of the questions later
yeah.
in this episode, and he looked so fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, sir.
Ah, can you not, please? Okay, your turn.
Okay. Who is your favorite Marvel villain and why?
So I don't really know many Marvel villains because I just watch it for the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
So like Thanos, that's obvious.
Yeah.
When Peter Quill says, what's that line that it makes me laugh every time?
Oh, there's so
like funny. Your face is like something about his face being this like looks like a ball sack.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's explicit too because
yeah, explicit spoilers.
That was probably had to have been one of the best one-liners in ever in an MCU that I've ever heard. My favorite villain, I'm going to have to go with Red Skull in Captain America, the First Avenger. I don't know why. I just think it's because I know that guy who plays him because
mm-hmm.
he's in other movies and I liked him in other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay.
Those are the only, like, two villains I know. I don't know anybody else.
All right. Like I said, I just saw Thunderbolts. And so you're going to get spoiled because you have not seen it. I kind of really liked the Void in it. And that's just what I'm going to call him. I feel weird, like, just spoiling all this, but we're going to say spoilers.
But the thing is, I have no interest in seeing any other movies.
So
you can spoil away. Just spoil away.
Okay. So
I have no interest in watching it.
And I'm also a fan of Lewis Pullman.
Never heard of him.
Who plays Bob Sentry, the Void, in Thunderbolts. But the Void is, like, all his dark thoughts manifest into a superhero after he gets a serum or a
thing. So, like, it's an oxymoron, sort of.
So, you meet him and he's got some mental
issues,
illness kind of situation. And one line in the movie, I won't say who said it, is you give Steve Rogers a serum and you get Captain America. You give someone like him a serum, what are you gonna get? And then you see, like, when he's given his powers and he, like, starts using them, he's, I think they call them rooms of shame. Like, he, as the Void, becomes like a shadow person, and it just looks like a shadow, and he can zap people. Not zap, but, like, he can disintegrate them, basically, into a shadow, and they get trapped in a shame room. And it's, like, their worst memory.
Okay.
And then the big climactic scene where they have to fight him, it's like conquering your own demons. So
I would lose that fight.
I really liked
conquering my own demons. Oh God!
And like Bob, who has to fight the Void because Bob can't like be himself because of the Void. It might sound ridiculous, but whatever. He ends up with the help of the Thunderbolt team.
Okay.
And they're supporting him, and that's how he realizes he's not alone. He doesn't have to live in the Void.
Okay.
And it was, like, a mental health thing. I'm big on the mental health, like, Thor's arc, this arc. Mm. That's why I like that villain. Because it's kind of relatable.
Nice.
that up.
What is your favorite Marvel movie?
Oh, why would I put that? That's a hard
one. I have, like, four.
Captain America with Winter Soldier.
Captain America? No, you gotta answer that first, and then I gotta go.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier is definitely one, because when Bucky Barnes straddles that motorcycle, I was like, my
life. No, that's not Winter Soldier.
Oh, no, Civil War, you're right. Too many.
Is that, because, like, that movie was just on the other day, and I'm like, Civil War, awesome, great, and I'm like, and I sent you the reel for it, and I just, but, I was, like, spammed your phone of Bucky Barnes.
But, like, I like Winter Soldier also because it was like, Bucky? Who the hell is Bucky?
Yes!
It's like, oh, shoot. And then he's like staring him down in the freaking helicopter.
Yes!
And
that, like, is one of my favorite scenes, the helicopter scene. It's one of my favorite scenes because Chris Evans is truly holding that helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
In other movies, like, they like CGI it to make it look. No, Chris Evans like literally pulled so many muscles in his arm trying to hold that helicopter. Like, that's why I love him as an actor in MCU. Like, I love him as Captain America. And he's also, okay, side note, he's in another movie called Gray Man.
Yep.
And you haven't seen it with me yet.
I've seen it, though.
You've seen Gray Man?
Yeah.
But you have to understand the book, David Baldacci book, in order to understand the movie. Because it's, you don't understand, it's hard to, it's like one of those things, like, you have to read the book to understand the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so.
But, yeah, I'm gonna say both of them, then. Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Civil War. But then, also, I have a very soft spot in my heart for the first Avengers movie, just because it's iconic. It gets them all together. The story of how I saw that movie was like, funny to me. So, I was in JROTC when I was in high school. And it came out in, what, 2012, I think?
I don't know.
I will fact check that later, but I believe it came out in 2012, which was my sophomore year. And I had made friends with a lot of the upperclassmen, and we were all so excited to go see it.
Yeah.
So we took, like, a JROTC unofficial field trip.
Huh.
Like, all the upperclassmen who could drive drove us to the movie theater, and it was opening night, and it was before you, like, reserved seats in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah, you just got a ticket,
and then
walked right in.
Yeah, and then it was, like, first come, first serve for the best seats. So there was a group of 12 of us. And I, for some reason, my dad was not a fan of people under 18 driving me, ever. I had to get, like, permission from my dad if one of my friends was going to drive me. And he said no that night, so my mom drove me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met them all at the Burlington Regal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in line first because I knew they were running late. And I was like, there's a lot of people here to see these movies. And so I was like, can I just get 12 tickets? And my friends, like, came in, and they were like, yo, Toshé, get that ticket. They're, like, in the back of the line. There's, like, so many people in between us. And so then I got the tickets. Then they all came up with me. And then we ran.
Mm-hmm.
We had two people in the snack line, and then the rest of us booked it to the theater. And so I'm laughing because it's funny to me, but we had one friend who came with us who didn't understand that Marvel has post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
So when the movie initially finished,
they got up and left.
She got up, and all of us were like, "What's this?" She was like, "What?" And I'm like, "There's probably 30 more seconds of movie. Sit down." But I love those. And I loved that Loki was the villain in that one, but, like, then you find out later on that, like, he was being mind controlled, and that's why he, like, looks all sweaty and sickly for that whole movie. And then I just love it. And, like, anything with Sebastian Stan. I love that, too.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, Benny, too. Doctor Strange, though, I have to be, like, in a mood to watch that, because sometimes...
I can watch it whenever.
That one initially messed with my head. Like, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, I was like...
Yeah, that, you got me to watch that, and I was so confused in that movie. Like, I was like, I literally kept telling her to pause it every, almost every 5 minutes. Like, what are they talking about? What do they mean about this? And then Shay was like, she was getting really frustrated with me.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain. I was like, okay, I can understand that. And then we go to Multiverse of Madness, and I'm like,
what? I just like the kaleidoscope of that.
Yeah.
Like, but I was always told, I don't do this, but don't, you know, when you're watching this movie,
mm-hmm.
or else it's going to mess with your brain even more.
Yeah.
So don't ever watch Doctor Strange when you're, can I say the word?
Yeah.
When you're high, because it will mess with you. I never did it.
Neither did I.
But,
I know someone even, who did.
Just watching, like, my eyes were like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a minute. That is a good movie, though.
Yeah.
I like Doctor Strange.
I just remembered another line.
What?
I'm gonna paraphrase it because I can't remember the exact line. But, so, you like cats? In the little Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, they're all stuck in the car.
And they're, like, looking at T'Challa, and he's just like, so, you like cats?
Oh!
And then they're like...
Then why do you dress like one?
Yeah, right? I'm like,
Chadwick Boseman was...
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
He was
awesome. I don't think I've ever seen him in any other movie but a Marvel movie.
I saw him in 42, where he played Jackie Robinson.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he was phenomenal in that, too.
I'm not a big baseball memoir movie person. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the other one? Angels in the Outfield. I know that it has nothing to do with MCU.
Mm-hmm.
My dad loves that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, Angels in the Outfield. And, like, they turn to me, have you seen that? I'm like,
no.
And they're like, what? I'm like, I know that it has Morgan Freeman. The guy who played Vader. Voiced Vader. James Earl Jones is in that. Anyway, sorry. That was the biggest. Favorite.
And Civil War just has like everybody in it. It's almost like another Avengers movie, which is nice.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending of Civil War.
Neither did I.
It just made me sad, because I'm like, I understand where Tony's coming from. Tony Stark. Iron Man.
Tony was justified. He was.
I think he could have not beaten the crap out of him. I understand where he's coming from, but still, like, anger took over him, which made him act out like that. Like, if I'm angry, I'm gonna be mad at you for doing something that bad,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think I'm gonna be so mad that I'm gonna beat the crap out of you.
If you kill my mom, I'm gonna beat the crap out of you, whether you were mind controlled or not.
Good that I can come haunt you for the rest of my life. I will haunt you until the day you die.
But for the record, I was Team Iron Man on that, even though I love Sebastian Stan. I was like, oh,
I was Cap all the way.
There's one of the differences in opinion. Okay. We went so sidetracked there. So what is yours?
What?
Did you answer? What is your official favorite?
No. Captain America First Avenger, Captain America Winter Soldier, Captain America... No, there's only two. The
Civil War is technically
Civil War. Minus the ending. I can do without the ending on that one. I understand, but Thor Ragnarok.
That one's hysterical.
There's gotta be rockets on here somewhere. That had to have been like the most comedic Thor movie.
get help.
Yeah.
We are not doing
get help.
Help my brother. Please, please.
Yes. what was the other one? So I liked Endgame. There's a story behind, there's a backstory behind that.
Do you remember who went to see Endgame with us?
Yeah, I do. Hence, that's, the reason why I'm saying Endgame is because that, the day Endgame came out, mm-hmm. was the day I got my top wisdom teeth pulled. So my pun was, is the Endgame for my wisdom teeth.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
So you went to see it the day it came out.
Yeah.
I was bedridden for like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And then you, me. Yeah.
My ex.
Yeah. Him. It. Touched your face. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Did that slip out? Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I say that out loud? Didn't.
Mm-hmm. And another friend of mine. Former friend of yours.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. They came and I was in my original Captain America shirt that I, like the first one that I've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I am hysterically bawling my eyes out.
There's video footage.
Yes. But the person who took the video is laughing at me because I'm crying. I'm like, I look back, I'm like, seriously, do you really need to be that rude? And you think my pain and suffering is comical to you? I didn't like that part. Like I okay, yes, it's a movie. I get it. It's not real. It's all fake. It's all CGI. I get it. But when you love a character in a movie so much that your heart hurts when something bad happens to them and you need to release your sadness
mm-hmm.
and someone videotapes you crying and laughing about it, that's not being a friend. That's just being a bully. I understand, like, at the time, like, it was slightly comical. But now I'm like, yeah, no, you were just being a bully. Yeah, so those, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Endgame, what was the one before that?
Infinity War.
Infinity War, I like that one too.
That one hurt my soul from the beginning. Of that movie. I was like,
well, I watch them all now. Like, it'll be on like FX or something. It'll be like a Marvel weekend. And I'm like, all right, I'm just watching it. But half the time I get bored throughout the movie. And I'm like, let's go clean this. Let's go. And then like a big part happens. I'm like, wait a minute. My Captain America, don't do anything. the part where everyone joins again towards the end and they like beat Thanos. They like, they try to.
And then it's just my okay.
What is your least favorite movie in the MCU?
This is going to be controversial.
I don't have a least favorite because I don't know all the MCU movies. Well, I could do a series.
I did not. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but Captain America Brave New World, only because they spoiled most of the, like, the big reveal at the end in the trailer. So, like, Anthony Mackie, I liked him as Captain America, Captain Falcon, whatever we want to call him. But, like, and we've said spoilers, so I'm going to say spoilers. I felt like showing Red Hulk in the trailer because he ends up being the...
I haven't seen it, so...
He...
And I really don't have any interest.
Where?
Harrison Ford as Red Hulk.
I only know him as Indiana Jones.
And Han Solo.
Oh, yeah!
Like, oh, hold on.
Well, I don't like Theo. You should know what Star Wars movies I like. I only like Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, and The Force Awakens. Those are the only three that I like.
Well, true. But,
anyway, sorry. Yeah, I just got wah-wah.
But, like, in the movie, he keeps taking these pills when he gets, like,
nervous,
stressed out, or it's been a while since
meds.
And it ends up being that the bad guys in the movie have modified his medicine to turn him into the Red Hulk.
I thought it was, so what if the original Hulk, how did he...
Gamma radiation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does that happen with his pills in this
one? Yeah, they, like, put radiation into the pills or however they do it. But that would have been such a cool reveal, like, to people who don't know the comics or...
Yeah.
Like, I knew he's playing him who turns into the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
But they had him as Red Hulk in the trailer on the TVs, like, to get people to come watch. So when he starts, like, shaking and being like... Like, we all knew what was going to happen. There was no surprise of, like, oh, shoot, he's Red Hulk. And I just felt like if there had been, like, oh, shoot, he's Red Hulk, it would have flowed better.
Got it. I haven't seen it, so I really
I just didn't like that that potential giant spoiler was spoiled by them in...
Got it, if that makes sense. Yes.
But I liked the movie. And he makes a cameo in it, so it was nice.
That I know.
So, yeah. But I just... I enjoyed it, but since the, like, the big 1-2 punch situation of, like, why is he taking those pills? Oh, shit, he's Red Hulk. I just... It took it down a couple notches for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, do you have a least favorite in the MCU?
I'm going to say Spider-Man. Because I don't... It's the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. Scared the crap out of me.
And Willem Dafoe.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Green Goblin. Doc Ock. Which of these villains scared you the most? Both of them.
When did that movie come out?
Let us Google.
Because if I know the year, I can vaguely tell you how old I was.
Spider-Man. First one. 2002.
Yeah, I was still in middle school.
Yeah, and it's Willem Dafoe, so it was Green Goblin at that point.
Like, Spider-Man to me is not realistic. Like, you can't get bit by a spider and then all of a sudden have these super spider powers. There's no way. You might have a negative reaction to it and end up in the hospital. That's more realistic. Spider-Man. I know the ones, like, with Tom Holland you've gotten me to watch.
Yeah.
I still can't.
Okay. Okay. Do you watch them in chronological order or the order they were released?
Whatever order they're in. I don't do chronologically. Like, Star Wars, like, you have to do chronologically in order to understand it, sort of.
Yeah.
These, like, with Captain America, I had to watch it in order to understand it, if that makes sense. But, like, the Iron Man series, never watched it.
Okay.
Spider-Man, never watched it. And I understand, like, and, like, Hulk, like, the original Hulk, never watched it.
Yeah.
I only watched it for, like, when, like, the Avengers.
Yeah.
Being truthful, I watch it in the order that I like to watch. If it's, like, if it goes in order from, like, Iron Man to, like, whatever order it's supposed to be in, I'll only watch the movie that I want to watch.
Okay.
And if it's, like, a Spider-Man in between, I turn it off.
Okay.
And if it's, like, another Avengers movie that I want to watch, I'll watch that one. I don't watch anything in between.
Okay.
I only watch the movies I want to watch. For my guy. I know you probably do chronological.
I have tried, but, like... So, the first one is technically First Avenger.
Yeah.
Captain America. That's 1940s, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, technically, it's, I believe, Captain Marvel, which came out years after they put out First Avenger.
Yeah.
But, chronologically, that's, like, 19... or like Guardians of the Galaxy is like 19.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy. That has a lot of comicals. The first one. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the second one.
But like at the same time, I don't watch the entire MCU in chronological order, mm-hmm. but I'll do like First Avenger, Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. Civil War.
Yeah, me too. That's what I do.
Thing. Then I'll do Iron Man 1, 2, 3. Yeah. But I'm not like, okay, first I have to watch First Avenger, then I have to watch this, then I have to watch this, then Iron Man comes mm-hmm. in. And I completely forgot. Iron Man 3, I like too, because that's Robert Downey Jr. did such a good job doing like panic attacks in that movie. That's another one with like a mental health aspect. Where you're seeing his like, paranoia.
This is like blah blah. This is like the teacher from Peanuts. Wah 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 wah. I don't know what you're talking about because I've never seen them. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like I've never seen the Iron Man movies. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the Spider-Man movies except the Tom Holland ones.
Yeah.
With like Jake Gyllenhaal.
I've not seen that one.
Yeah, we saw it together.
Nope. I've never watched the one.
The Mind one.
I've never watched the Jake Gyllenhaal one.
No. Meaning like. Tom Holland is Spider-Man and Jake Gyllenhaal is, like, the villain.
Yes, but I've never watched that one.
Yeah, we watched it together.
I don't remember that.
We watched it together. It was, like, a marathon or something we did. You were trying to get me to watch Spider-Man with Tom Holland. It was far away from home.
Far, far from home?
It was that one I remember. It was, like, when they were in Paris. And the Ferris wheel...
I don't remember this.
How do you not remember that?
I don't know. I think she blocked it out.
I think it was too traumatic for her. Because Jake Gyllenhaal is like the mind person, and he got into Tom Holland's
fishbowl.
He got into Tom Holland's mind, Spider-Man's mind, and girl, I know you've seen this one.
I don't think I've seen this.
Yes, you have, because I remember watching it with you.
Maybe I fell asleep. I don't know.
You might have, but I swear, you're the one who said, let's watch Far From Home.
No, I'm sure I said it, and then I probably, I don't know, I don't remember seeing
You don't remember
this
movie. And it was like, he was like in the Maze of Mirrors.
I have no memories of this.
You're making me.
I'm gonna stop talking.
I'm going to stop talking.
I do not doubt you, but now I'm
like a true dumb blonde.
I'm sure we attempted to watch it, but I guess
I remember
just, like,
watching it.
Because I don't remember this. Okay. All right. I'm intrigued to see your answer to this one.
I think you already know the answer.
Okay.
What is the movie that got you into the MCU?
For me, it's Thor. Okay. Because, and there's a whole story about this, because it's hysterical to me. But, and it was, let me see what year the other movie came out.
Didn't that just come out like 2023?
What?
Love and Thunder?
Yes, but.
That recently just came out. Like
2022, Thor Love and Thunder came out.
It was that long ago?
Yep. But Thor came out in 2011, and I had seen Iron Man one time and didn't really, like, it didn't impress me much.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, it did, but it didn't, like, it wasn't like, I have to keep seeing what Marvel's doing.
Yeah.
But there was a movie called War Horse, and it had Tom Hiddleston in it.
Oh, that's about the horse that, yeah, no, I don't do movies like that.
And that's a 2011 also, but it's got Tom Hiddleston, Benedict Cumberbatch in it. So I saw both of them in it. But my mom on the radio, one of the radio things, won tickets to a screening of it before it got released at the Ritz in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
At the Ritz movie theater.
Yeah.
So we went, and on the ride home, my dad and my sister kept going, was that Loki? Was that Loki? That looked like Loki. And I just remember saying, what the hell is a Loki? And my dad was like, we have to watch Thor with you. And I was like, what the hell is a Loki? Somebody needs to answer me. And so we watched it that night, because it was a Friday night or a Saturday night, and I didn't have school the next day. And I just fell in love with the MCU because of it. And rewatched Iron Man, mm-hmm. and then I've been a Marvel girly ever since.
Very nice.
And I hadn't seen Iron Man 2 yet. That was a 2010 film. But since I hadn't watched, I'd only watched Iron Man once, I was like, I'm not that watching Iron Man 2. That came out
after I graduated high school. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I will never forget my dad and my sister just being like, was that Loki? That looked like Loki. Was it Loki? And I'm just sitting there like, what the hell is a Loki? And now my dog's called Loki. Yeah, and like, oh, we waited a very long line in Disneyland to meet Loki. Yeah. And
it was, technically, it really wasn't that long.
It went fast.
Yeah.
But it, like, line wise, yeah. like, it took.
And then Doctor Strange was next to us. And we're like, we were trying to, like, hurry up, let's get to Loki so we can go to. And Doctor Strange, I was like, oh my God, they picked the worst timing to let the character leave. We missed Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. We laid eyes on him, but we didn't get to meet him. So, was yours Captain?
Yes. Okay. Captain America, First Avenger. And, yes, Captain America.
Okay.
I already know this answer. I have. Could it be favorite actor or actors?
It can be actors, but who is your number one favorite? Chris top Evans. Five. We'll go top five. Okay. Who's your top five in the MCU?
My top first one is Chris Evans.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Sebastian Stan.
Okay. Narrowing it down.
No. I can't remember freaking Loki's name.
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. I'm so sorry. Listen. Tom Hiddleston, obviously. That's it.
Oh.
But Chris Evans is my number one. Okay. Like, he's my man.
Okay, my number one is Tom Hiddleston, Sebastian Stan, Lewis Pullman, Chris Hemsworth, and Robert Downey Jr.
I forgot Chris Hemsworth. Eh. I like my four.
Okay. So, yes. Okay. Now, I'm intrigued for the next one. What is your favorite scene in the MCU?
My favorite scene is when Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
Captain America, Winter Soldier, where Captain America and Bucky like are legit fighting in that. And the elevator scene. Elevator scene is pretty good too. That is, I started quoting Winter Soldier and it's really sad. I'm like, this is turning into Star Wars. This is turning into Star Wars where I can start quoting the movie. The elevator scene is pretty cool. But my most favorite scene in Winter Soldier is when Black Widow and Chris Evans are trying to find the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fighting on, like, the street.
Yeah.
Van and everything. Mm-hmm. So. Chris, Captain America and Winter Soldier are fighting. Sebastian Stan has the mask on. Like, they're, like, going at it. It's so awesome. You have, like, cars driving by and blah, 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 whatever. And then they're, like, and then when Chris Evans does the, like, flips him, the Winter Soldier over and takes his mask off, and then that quote of, Bucky? Who the hell is Bucky? Straight face. I'm like, that, when I first saw that, and I'm like, I put two and two together right away, and I was like, oh my God. And then, like, the ending of that, where Bucky goes back to the museum
mm-hmm.
to try and get his memory back.
And then Stan Lee is just like, we get fired.
Yeah.
In the museum. Oh, I miss him. Okay. Those are good scenes. That's a hard one. Why would I ask this of us?
I don't know.
Okay. I think for me, my favorite MCU scene has to be, only because it's like I got chills the first time I saw it, is when Cap finally goes, Avengers,
assemble,
and then it's just like a scream, and everyone starts running. And he's like,
is that the
Endgame?
Endgame, yeah. That's, yeah, that, I cried at that scene.
Yeah.
It was when Falcon was like, Cap, can you hear me? Yeah. And I'm like,
on your left.
It's my other favorite scene, on your left. Don't do it. On your left. Sorry. It's my other favorite scene. I love that.
But, like, and Cap has just, like, used his shield as a tourniquet for his, like, ruined arm. And I'm like, oh. This is cinema.
And he has, like, his, like, shield is, like, legit broken. And, like, you never would have thought vibranium could break.
Or my other favorite scene, like, in Endgame. Endgame had so many good scenes.
Yes,
and Infinity War, too.
Yeah.
But when Thor's laying on under Thanos and all you see is Mjolnir start lifting, and then everyone, like, lost their minds, and Thor just goes, I knew you could do it! And then Cap swings Mjolnir and, like, eats the crap out of Thanos.
Sorry, Katie's thinking. Sorry, I'm thinking.
Do you know Mjolnir?
Yes, the hammer thing that Groot made.
No, that's Stormbreaker. Mjolnir is the hammer. Stormbreaker is the axe that Groot
made during with the SAR.
Yes. But do you know when you have to be worthy to pick up the hammer?
Yes, that I know.
And then
Cap, when they're in there, this is the first Avengers. No. The one with
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. And Clint is like, who shall be worthy? And he never.
Whoever has Thor's fingerprints shall be worthy. You're all not worthy.
Cap moved it. And then, like, Thor's face and that's my other favorite scene. Yeah. Thor's face is like, he's like nonchalantly just staring and he goes,
oh shit. Yep.
He was like, oh shit, this guy can actually almost know it.
But, yes. I loved when Cap finally wields Mjolnir and the theater.
No, you get the little one. That's what it, that's the, you get the little one.
No, you get the little one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I think that's why I'm a little rusty on
it. Okay.
So. Your turn or mine?
Yours.
What movie impacted you the most?
I think it's gonna have to be Infinity War.
Like, okay.
Just because they lose at the end of that one.
That broke my heart.
And, like, I'm sorry, I did not need the neck snapping sound for Tom Hiddleston.
You know how they do that?
Yeah.
The sound effect?
Yeah.
You know how they use that? Do it?
I know of ways. I've done Foley work before.
The one that it's celery. They you get, like, a whole bunch of celery. Is there celery, or they get, like, some other, like, but I've always heard of they use celery as for, like, but they get, like, a whole bunch of them. Which is pretty impressive for that sound.
Yeah.
Because bubble wrap, you can't, that would, you just hear a loud pop, like, it's not.
Yeah, but.
And that was an interesting fact that I learned.
Okay. But. Like, just walking away and being like, holy crap, they lost. They didn't win this.
I think they did that on purpose. I think we all knew they were.
Yeah.
But, like, the people who, huge spoiler, in Infinity War, this was before the snap, obviously. No.
Yeah. What, the people who
just
got dusted.
Dusted. Oh, my God. Oh, the scene with Sky. And he, like, comes back and he goes, hey, guys, anyone here? And then he's Scott Lang and he turns himself into a baby. That's my favorite. Guys, I don't know if it was I peed or the baby me peed, but I was like, oh my God.
What? Or Rhodey. And, like, why don't we just go back in time and baby Thanos?
I liked Thor. I liked Hulk in that. He was like half Hulk, half human. Bruce Banner. Yeah. He was good. I loved him. I loved that. Sorry, guys.
Okay. So. My next question. Just lost it. Hold on. I got it back. We're good. What characters share your favorite dynamic?
I don't know. What do you mean?
So, like, I like Thor and Loki's dynamic. Of, like, brothers, but they're fighting, but they love each other. Like
sibling rivalry.
Yeah, sibling rivalry. I also like...
I got is so cliche. Captain America and Peggy.
Okay. I like Cap and Bucky, too. Yeah. Well, that was a slightly easier one.
Yeah.
You can ask the number 11.
What movie shocked you the most in theaters?
Listen.
We're both probably going to say the same thing.
Possibly not.
It would have to be Endgame for me. It would have to be both, Infinity War and Endgame, but I think I saw Endgame after my... I forgot my teeth out.
Yeah.
My wisdom teeth out. Only the top two. That one... I'd have to... They're probably equal in most. Because looking back, I think I cried more in Endgame than I did in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Me, it's definitely Infinity War, because, like, Endgame had some amazing cinematography, and, like, it felt like cinema.
Yeah.
But Infinity War, it's like Loki gets the neck snap within 5 minutes of the movie starting. I was like, what the fudge?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay. And then it was like, they lost. He snapped. People are getting dusted.
Yeah.
What the actual heck is going on? So I was like, okay. That was a bit shocking.
Yeah. Literally.
And I just remember, and the fact that, like, Tony dies in Endgame and he sacrifices himself, I was like, no. We're not.
Do you know what they told Tom Holland?
It's a wedding.
Yes, it was a wedding. And he goes, but everyone's so sad. And he's like, but it's a fun wedding. And I'm like,
oh, sweetie.
They did that so you wouldn't spoil anything, sweetheart.
No, it was hysterical. He was like, I was told it's a wedding.
But Robert Downey Jr. wasn't there. I couldn't find him. I'm like, oh my god. You just gave it away. Literally just gave it away.
I also appreciate, like, the one, this is a unrelated but kind of related. Once Tom Holland was giving an interview and Robert Downey Jr. called him during the interview and he picked it up and all you hear is Robert Downey Jr. go, "You're in an interview, why would you pick up a call?" And Tom Holland goes, "Because it's you!
You never not answer a call from you!"
I was just like, oh my gosh, they're adorable.
My turn?
Yes.
What movie was a letdown, in your opinion?
Captain America Brave New World, because they released the spoiler.
Yeah. I don't have any.
That's okay. Like, I was so excited. I wanted to see how Anthony Mackie took on the role of Captain America. And I think he did good, but I just, like, you spoiled the movie by the trailer.
You literally spoiled the whole, like, the whole part of the movie.
I was like, I'm so angry. But, like, I love Harrison Ford, so that was fun to watch. But I was just like, come on, guys. You seriously? Put it in the trailer.
Seriously? Your turn.
Okay. Sorry, my mom texted me. They're going to a store, so they wanted to let me know so I don't lose my mind.
I heard the garage door. I could have told you that. I heard the garage door go out and the car start.
Okay. What character arc did you relate to the most? And it can be, like, their entire series or just for one movie.
I'm gonna have to say Captain America.
Okay.
Because of, like, him being frozen for so long, like, mm-hmm. being stuck in whatever, when he dives, because of the ship has
the Tesseract.
Yeah. And he never got his dance with Peggy, but eventually, in the end, he did, which pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
That ruined everything for me. I'm like, no! I'd have to say, like, how he bounced back from being frozen, if that's the right term, even though he was tricked.
Like, how he adapted?
Yeah. Adapted and overcame.
That's good.
Yep.
Why relate to pretty much all the arcs where it's like your mental health gets bad and then you like overcome it by yourself and you lean on your friends and family for support. And so I'm thinking like Bob in Thunderbolts, Thor in Endgame, and like Tony in Iron Man 3.
Thor was funny.
I'm just like, I can relate to that. So. Yeah.
Who has the best powers or tech?
Tech? Easily T'Challa. Like, everybody in Wakanda has the best tech. Like, that stuff even puts Tony's to shame. And get that man a shield.
We never talked about Black Panther at all. That's kind of sad.
But, like,
I loved Black Panther when I first saw it on TV. I literally screamed when I saw Bucky at the end. I was like, oh my God!
My favorite story, this is another tangent, is did you see the interview where Sebastian Stan was talking about it? And he was like, I told my mom I'm in this movie.
Yes.
And she left and she said, you were not in this movie.
It was at the ending credits, Mom.
I was like, oh, I love him.
Poor baby.
Yeah, it was at the end. I didn't stay that long.
She was truthful.
Oh my God.
I don't know who has the best powers. Okay, so he doesn't have powers at all, which makes him the best for me.
Cap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I just think his willingness to
still be a good person.
Be a good person at heart, no matter with all the changes that he got experimented with. Like, he can't get drunk. Like, he has super speed. Not really super, super speed. Not like Superman super speed.
Yeah. Or Quicksilver.
You lost me on that one.
Age of Ultron, remember Wanda's twin? The one who...
Oh, I just call him Wanda's twin. I don't know his real name.
Quicksilver.
Ah. I'm not... Okay. I'm not.
Is it sad that I know all these, like, off the top of my head?
When I thought you meant the Silver Surfer. That's what I
thought. That's another good one. Fantastic Four is so good,
I had some movie I think I've seen once, and I was like, I don't get it.
And I'm so.
I think it just went way over my head.
I'm so excited for the new Fantastic Four to come out.
Okay. Time out. All I'm going to say is they need to stop remaking these movies. You've already made one. You don't need to make another one to try to reprise and relive the old one. Like, to me, that just defeats the purpose. Why are you trying to remake a movie that's already been made? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not. Like, that's just my opinion. Like, I don't like that stuff. It just... I don't get it. Just so you can make more money and, like, have people, like... I don't like when people remake movies. You've already, like, the Spider-Mans I get because you have to keep the storyline slightly going. You have new villains, you have a new Spider-Man, blah, blah, blah. I get it. That I understand. But if, like, with Fantastic Four, the original one with Jessica Alba, that I probably saw once and I really could care less about it. Like, I was like, okay, it's a group of four people. Okay, one has invisibility, one has fire, one has whatever this is, and one's a rock. I'm like, I'm so sorry! Right? He's a rock! I just made her spit out her water. Right? He's a rock! He's a guy made out of rocks!
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? But he doesn't have a superpower. Like, he just... He's like a big boulder that doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything.
Oh god, that was funny. He's a rock.
It really is. What is it? You just stand there and people can try to bulldoze. Do not drink. I'm not done yet. I'm still on a tangent. Do not drink any water. So like that, like. What was the purpose of him? Like, that's what I mean. Like, he has no purpose. You just couldn't find another superpower character, so you just made him into a rock? Here, here's your superpower. You're just strong because you're a rock.
Oh, God.
Anyway, okay, I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to sip this water now.
He's a rock. How does he want me to describe him? And I thought the acting. And I thought, okay, one last thing. I thought the acting in that movie
was
awful. Okay. I don't know why. Your turn.
Okay. Do you watch the Marvel shows or just the films?
Films. Because I don't get Apple TV. I don't have Disney Plus, so I can't watch the series.
I do both sometimes. Mainly the films, but
I don't think I could get into the shows.
Excuse me, I burp. Okay.
This is going to be good.
Okay, go ahead.
What scene lives fresh in your head?
That scene where Sebastian Stan straddles that motorcycle.
Yes.
And now in
Thunder. But it's like slow-mo when he does it. And he's just and like, then, but the and thing is, like, oh, when I watch the movie, I can pause it.
Yeah.
So that's the worst part when I pause it and I get fast, I just get stuck. And I'm like, my you know where my mind's going with this. I'm like, oh, if only that motorcycle were some. Yeah, pretty much.
And now that I've seen Thunderbolts. There's another scene with him on a motorcycle.
Oh, God.
And he flips a car while he's riding a motorcycle with just his arm.
The metal arm?
Yep. And I'm just like,
I wonder what that other arm can do. I wonder what that metal arm can do. Wow, I gotta stop.
Well, I gotta get in there. Do you remember the If you don't know, there's a
video. Don't!
We gotta say it now. There's a relative. Oh, no.
Okay, so there's an interview that they did. It was Sebastian Stan, Chris Evans, Anthony Mackie.
I think it's for Civil War.
Yeah. So, who interviewed him?
I think it was on Late Jimmy Night Kimmel. Show.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel asked Sebastian Stan
something about
how do you with the arm, like how do you get in there?
And Sebastian Stan with a straight face
flat out says
whole lot of lube. And then Chris Evans, you can just kind of see the panic setting in.
Yes.
And then they say something else and
Sebastian Stan
just goes, I gotta get in there. I'm like, oh dear.
Oh my god, I can't! So this is why. That lives rent free in my head too.
Yeah, that is an unofficial. It's not a scene. It's just
it's just an interview. So your scene was the motorcycle one.
Yeah.
That one, and then I would have to say the elevator scene. Does anyone want to take it off?
See, I thought for you it would be Peggy just being like at Steve's abs, just like. Like when he first walks out of the
machine. Because I think that scene, if that were me, I probably would have done the same thing. I'd be like, ah. I probably would have like wanted to and then been like pulled back.
Yeah.
Like I had to like learn how to control. Mm-hmm. No, I'd have to say probably the fight with Bucky in Winter Soldier is probably the helicopter scene. Helicopter scene is like my. That's my favorite. Okay. That one lives rent free.
All right. What is the most recent Marvel film you've seen?
Like on TV?
No, like in theaters. Like
the
newest one you've seen.
Endgame was the last one.
Okay, that's fair. Mine is Thunderbolts. So. Yeah. I think I saw that last weekend.
Very nice.
It was an impromptu trip down to Ocean City.
Oh, yeah.
And then we stopped at a movie theater on the way home to see it.
Very nice.
All right. You want to say the last one?
Okay. All right. Last one. Just talk about the movies and plot lines that you love. Okay. I think we almost... touched base on that somewhat.
But, and I knew this would go long because I only put 18 questions on this one instead of like 20 to 25.
Yeah.
And we're at an hour and 2 minutes.
Very good.
Because Marvel is great.
Yes.
But like, I can talk about it, but you won't know what's going on because show. But, like, I like the scenes where Bucky's making amends to people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hello, I am not the Winter Soldier anymore. And people are, like, screaming and running away. And he's like, please come back.
I won't hold you.
Literally.
I promise.
But, yeah, I think Marvel does a really good job of covering a multitude of different topics.
Mm-hmm.
But still keeping, like, their family drama. Yeah. There's personal battles. There's so much stuff, and they do good with it. So, and most of the time, it doesn't feel gimmicky or anything like that. So,
yeah, I think we touched base on everything.
Yep,
that we can think of.
Okay. And if anybody has maybe 2 days free, watch the Marvel movies.
Yes.
Watch them all.
They are very fun.
They are.
Now I want to watch Captain America Winter Soldier tonight.
And also watch some of the interviews from the cast, like from all the phases, because it's great. It really is.
Oh my god, yeah.
But with that.
Oh, when they did the,
last minute thoughts.
Yes. When they did the, oh my god, what is that game show where it's like...
Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud. And then the question is, Jimmy Kimmel does it, I think. Yeah.
Or Jimmy Fallon, one of them. I think it's Kimmel.
Kimmel. So
are you thinking of the Where's the Worst Place to Turn?
Yes! Where's the Worst Place to Turn Hulk?
And then Robert Downey Jr.'s team is like the bedroom. And Chris Evans is like...
Fight! Yes!
I was like, oh my god.
I was like, yeah, Team Cab, that's my man! Sorry, guys.
Seriously, it's so fun. And the cast seems to love each other so much.
Yeah,
so
most of them all have matching Avengers tattoos.
The original seven, I think.
Yeah.
Six or seven or however many.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan. Hold on. There is one character I wasn't a fan of.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Ah, Killmonger.
I hated him.
Okay.
Like, I understand, but I felt like he came on too strong to prove try to prove himself to be the next king, which was just wrong in my mind, in a way. Sorry. All right. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah. Killmonger is his name in that.
He just felt too pushy. Very pushy. Like, you have a right to. Like, and he shows, like, the tattoo, and I'm like, you couldn't have let it go. You couldn't have let it go. Like, let T'Challa have his moment.
But, like,
I understand, like, they had to do that.
I currently feel like if I put as much energy into my schoolwork back in the day as I did remembering the Marvel characters, I would have had much better grades.
Decent grades.
I graduated with honors, but, like, I'm like,
I don't remember what I graduated with.
Like, math. I used my math.
I hate math.
Used all my math brain power on Marvel.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. But with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. We do check, people. We do check.
Yes.
Or follow us on @candidlyeclecticpodcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays, and we'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, everybody.
See ya.